Everybody in the world deserves a good coach. Firstly, to help them achieve a state that they choose for themselves, a state of being, which could be a state of love, a state of inspiration, a state of success, a state of positivity, a state of confidence, or whatever it be, that needs to be nominated by the individual and told to the coach, so that the coach says, I know the state that you can depart from very easily because emotion leads us off track, and I know the state that we need to get back to on a regular basis, whether it be through daily intervention, through a blog post, through a weekly intervention, through a conversation, a conscious conversation at some point. So that's the state. The second part of having a coach is to make sure that you define the outcome that you will consider to be something you would be disappointed not to achieve. And that outcome needs to be what we'll call a stretch. At the same token, it's a conviction. So you say, I have a conviction to do the following things. When you write down a conviction, it's important to say, as long as it doesn't cost me this, as long as it doesn't cost me that, as long as I get this from it, as long as I get that from it, to define the outcome without having the as long as is attached to it, is tantamount to running into a fire, hoping to come out the other side unscathed. So what I would say is most importantly, if you're listening to this and you are being coached by someone, if you're being coached by me or whoever, is to write down in an email or a text message to your coach and say, this is the state that I wish to hold as sacred, the state of inspiration, for example, which is very much what I would be an expert in, a state of being an inspired state. And secondly, what that inspired state would lead to, because there's no use sitting in a room inspired and doing nothing, because at the end of your career or working life or whatever it be, you will look back and see what, not necessarily the state you've been in all the way through, you will look at what that achieved and what conviction you held true to you. Along the way, there's going to be things, speed bumps, and there's going to be radioactive points, and there's going to be things that will disrupt you. And the question will be, at the end of your working life, as to whether you were able to work through those things, or whether the speed bumps, such as a relationship problem or a problem with one of your kids, made you turn left and miss your conviction and modify your outcomes in order to satisfy something that was a temporary a problem and not hold true to your conviction. We can't necessarily measure that our conviction, our long-term conviction. We can't necessarily measure it by dollars or how many Academy Awards we win, but we can measure it by the conviction we held and made sacrifices from it. An example of this might be that if you're driving down the road in a Tesla, you come to a traffic jam and there's a traffic thing and you push the button on the Tesla and it says, oh, let's turn left because we want to get away from traffic jams. You go down that road and you hit another traffic jam and you push another and push the button says, we want to get away from traffic jams, and it turns you left again. And you hit another traffic jam, it turns your left again, hit another one, turns your left, and you end up right back where you started, trying to sustain some sort of momentum, trying to sustain a state, but in the process of hitting things like challenges with your parents or with your work or challenges with things, you've turned left to try to manage it so you hold a good state, but in the process you've actually gone around in circles for most of your life trying to avoid losing your state of mind or losing your state of happiness. So conviction is a really, really big part of the coaching process, and staying true to that conviction means there's going to be roadblocks, there's going to be traffic jams, speed bumps, and the coach's job is to help you go across that speed bump with the state. In other words, instead of turning left to avoid a situation, you go through the situation, you learn from the situation, but you don't lose your state, the state of inspiration. You can be inspired all the way through the worst challenge on earth, and you can stay true to your convictions through the worst challenges on earth, or they can both make you turn left. If you get to a traffic jam, you can turn left and try to avoid facing it, or think that it's a sign not to be there, and then take you away from your conviction, waste 5 years or 3 years of your life, and then bring you back right where you started. So a conviction is something that you say, this is really important to me, and if I don't do this and hold this conviction for my life, at the end of my life, I'm going to have the biggest disappointment of all. So there are quotes that say something along the lines of, the pain of regret always outweighs the pain of discipline. Now, that means the discipline is when you have a coach and you say, I'm facing a difficult situation here. I don't even know why it's difficult. I actually don't know why it's being so difficult, but I feel like I need to modify how I behave in order to get through this difficulty. And you say to your coach, how do I stay true to my conviction? How do I hold my state and get through this? And that's the formula that coaching brings. And I think it's worth its weight in gold. I think also we must remember that sometimes these traffic jams that we get to in our Tesla and we push the button to go left have something to do with our children. Now, if you want to make a coffee mug or a t-shirt, here's what it's going to say on it. Nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. That has got to drill down to every single parent on earth and every single growing up adult. Nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. And next thing you know, the 25-year-old, 30-year-old adult is trying to help the parent live a life so that the child can live theirs. It's a really complicated interaction. What we used to say in the old days in workshops, people don't feel good to it now, but you say, start being mean to your kids when they're around about 14. So by the time they're 18, they're independent and leave home. But it's a sort of a joke that it doesn't fall well on ears at the present time. But many, 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 many parents are creating many, 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 many problems in their children by living their life through their children rather than having a conviction and holding true to that conviction, working through the speed bumps that come along the way and staying true to themselves. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this, and please share it around with other people. Give it a like on the internet, on SoundCloud, and share it with other people who you think might be triggered by it. And don't be afraid to send it to someone who will be radioactive about it and get a real bee in their bonnet and get really angry to hear it. You can actually send it and say, whoa, you want to listen to this guy prattle on about his stuff. But we're talking here about 50 years of coaching experience that I've had and my own personal experience and the knowledge of the mysteries and the knowledge of metaphysics being compressed into a very, very short little podcast. So and there's no apology for the fact that it's intense and grinding and a little bit punchy. But if you're also spending money to be coached, which I recommend every person on earth needs coaching, and that's to help them have their conviction and help them be in a state that they promise themselves they'll hold, and help them work through the stuff that must come to grow through into that state and get stronger in it and stronger in the conviction, then I recommend that this be the foundation pin for being coached, for spending the money, for investing in it and staying true to it and milking coaching for what it's really, really worth to you. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye.